Well, when I first went to Manchester to join the repertory company there, I met Lewis Casson, and he said to me, one of the first things he said to me was, what are you doing about the women's suffrage movement? I said, I didn't know anything about it. And he led it off through the floor. And he said, you mean to say you haven't heard Mrs. Pankhurst? I said, no, I don't know anything about her. He said, you come this afternoon and hear her with me. And he took me over to the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. And I was completely bouleversée, completely overcome by her. She was wonderful. And then, of course, in a week's time, I was taking the chair at a meeting.
Who asked you, Dame Sybil, to take the chair?
Well, I think they asked Lewis if he knew anybody who would, because they knew he was keen. He and Forbes Robertson used to talk about women's suffrage every place they went to.
They were speakers, were they?
Yes.
I see. That's very interesting.
He was very keen about it.
Did it fit in with his other ideas at all? Was he quite a radical young man, Lewis?
Oh, very radical, very left, very far left. I don't think he would be so far left now.
But he was a socialist, was he?
Oh, socialist, yes. And of course I had to be a socialist too, or I wouldn't have cut any ice at all.
Did he convert you to anything else, Dame Sybil, apart from woman suffrage? I mean, were there lots of other things he influenced you with?
I think he influenced me a great deal, but I don't know what way particularly.
Mm. Anyway, you went to see Mrs. Pankhurst. What was she like? What did she look like?
Oh, she was wonderful. She hardly raised her voice at all. And she spoke beautifully, beautifully chosen words. She wasn't a bit one of these very demonstrative people. Oh, she had a most lovely voice. And I was completely captivated by her. And of course I joined the party then.
You said you were bouleversé.
I was bouleversé.
She was a great actress, wasn't she? Do you think?
I don't know if she was. She could get over what she wanted to say very well. Beautifully.
Did she use her hands at all?
Not very much, no. Not like the others did. Because the daughters were very demonstrative. She wasn't. She was a quiet speaker. Oh, a lovely speaker with a beautiful voice. And of course then I took the chair at one of the meetings. And my father was quite shocked because he was old-fashioned, you see.
He was a clergyman, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Was that because he didn't think women should speak in public?
I think he was just an old conservative. That women's place was the home. Though it wasn't so with me, you see, he let me go on and go out into the world. Well, I'd earned my living since I was very young, you see, as a pianist.
So you were quite an independent person
independent in those days. Mm. And then it was when I came back from America. I went to America for 4 years. And then when I came back, I was then 25, nearly 26, but a very young one, very raw one. And oh dear, I got thoroughly caught up with Mrs. Pankhurst, you see. I only met her once, though I met Christabel quite a lot, and the other sister too.
Sylvia.
Sylvia I liked very much. I liked her better than Christabel.
Why was that?
I don't know, I think she wasn't so, she didn't show off, like.
That's true.
She was a very steady person. And, of course, the suffragists, well, I didn't do anything spectacular with them at all, because I couldn't, being in the theatre.
Why not, actually? You mean it would you'd make you unpopular with the audiences, do you think, or what?
Oh, well, you weren't supposed to do anything publicly. If you were in a long engagement, and I'd signed on for the season, you see.
So you're not allowed to perform in meetings or...
No. I took the chair at meetings.
Did you do that very often?
Quite a bit in Manchester. Manchester was a hotbed then.
Was.
It was a wonderful place.
What was wonderful about it?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was so energetic. And they were in the forefront of every big movement. I've sunk since then quite a lot. Because I became a socialist, of course, because Lewis was. But I don't think Lewis would have gone the whole hog with them now.
He wouldn't have liked the bombs or the nationalisation and things like that.
Oh, no. Mm. He liked nationalisation, yes.
Did he?
Yes.
So it was Lewis who got you involved, really?
It was Lewis who got me thoroughly involved in it. Because he and Forbes Robertson, whatever place they played in, they always joined up with the women's movement.
What was Forbes Robertson like? Was he a radical as well?
Oh, very. He was a wonderful person with his glorious voice. And he had such a wonderful presence.
Why do you think he supported the women?
I think he felt very much as Lewis did, that the women ought to have their voice in things.
A matter of justice, really, to women.
A matter of justice, yes. Mm.
Mm. But what did you do at the meetings? You had to sit in a chair and...
Well, I took the chair at several meetings. And then when I came to London afterwards, I couldn't join in much because it began to be very rowdy and that wasn't what I liked at all.
You said in the Sunday Times that you were a suffragist, not a suffragette.
Suffragist.
Well, so did that mean you joined Mrs. Fawcett? The non-violent, the non-militant?
Non-militant, yes.
Mm.
And of course during the war it was in abeyance all the time. And directly after, I believe it would have come quite naturally without all that to do really.
Just by the passage of time.
By the passage of time and by people seeing what women were doing in the world, because they were doing a lot, you see.
Well, you were, among others. You were yourself.
Well, I was in the theatre, you see. And of course when I played St. Joan, this was a very big thing. She stood for the women.
She was a great hero of the Pankhursts and of the women's movement.
Oh, great hero, yes. Christabel was a wonderful speaker, but she was very outward.
Flamboyant?
Yes. Her mother was so quiet and used to speak quietly and got home just much better, really, than Christabel did. And I knew the sisters very well, too.
Did you really? Did you... do you remember what Mrs. Pankhurst said when you first heard her?
Well, she just went for the women's movement. The women had to share, as they shared life with men, they'd got to share publicly.
I wondered why it made such an impact on you. I suppose...
Well, I think I was very much in love with Lewis. And he influenced me tremendously, as he did all through. He was a very hot socialist, you see. I don't think he would be now.
Did he come with you to the meeting?
Oh, yes, always.
And was he a feminist in his personal life? I mean, was he ambitious for you?
Yes. He was ambitious for me in the theatre, you see. I was very ambitious myself. And he liked me to play all the big parts, you see. And we had a company together.
So you worked as a team?
We worked as a team, very much a team. I'm rather feeble, I'm afraid.
No, you're not at all. You're doing marvellous. Do tell me when you're tired, though, because I don't want to tire you out.
Yes.
But what about the housework? Who did the housework, Dame Sybil?
Well, one had maids, though, then. I had two girls from my father's parish who lived with me and looked after the children for me, and... because I was working very hard at the Old Vic.
So they set you free, in a way?
They set me free. Oh, they were wonderful girls, wonderful.
Were they keen on the suffrage as well?
They were keen on anything that I was keen on. They were darlings. They weren't very intelligent, but they were just very nice country girls. And they always said when they were young, when we grow up, Miss Sybil, may we come and live with you? And I said, yes, you shall come and live with me. And of course, directly I had babies, they came and lived with me.
Did they really? So you were real companions with them?
Oh, yes, they were darlings.
Did you ever take them to a suffrage meeting?
No.
They were busy with the housework.
They were busy with the house. See, I didn't have much free time, apart from the theatre, you see. I was at the Old Vic.
And of course, you couldn't speak at meetings, really, because you had to conserve your voice, didn't you, I suppose?
But I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You spoke at meetings, did you?
Quite a lot.
Did you really? Outdoor meetings, or...?
No, no outdoor meetings at all. That's very bad for the voice.
So you spoke to small meetings, did you, or big meetings?
Small meetings usually, but some big ones. But I was very keen because Lewis was so keen, you see.
And he was a member of the WSPU as well?
He was, yes.
Was he really?
Oh, yes.
Did he give money? Did you give money to Mrs. Pankhurst, or...?
Well, whatever money I had, because I wasn't earning a big deal then.
And all this was while you were in Manchester, was it?
Or it was in Manchester, and then when I came to London.
As well?
I came to London as well. Because I had children rather quickly. I had four children. Under six.
Did you really? That must have been a handful.
It was a handful. If I hadn't had these two girls, I don't know what I'd have done. I couldn't have done anything. We lived in a slum in Westminster.
Not far from here.
No, it's pulled down now.
Did you ever go on any of the processions?
I don't think I did. No, I didn't.
Because they had marvellous processions, all dressed
marvellous,
up.
Marvellous,
pageants and things like that, you know. Yes. But you didn't go on those?
No, I didn't.
No.
Because the management didn't like it, you see. And my first duty was to the theatre, you see.
Because you never needed emancipating, did you?
No, I never did, because I was free from the time I was a girl. Father was wonderful.
Because actresses were the freest women at that time, weren't they?
Well, we were equal with men. In fact, we were rather better, we were rather higher paid than men were.
So the women's movement had nothing to offer you?
Nothing
personally.
At all. Mm. But we had a lot to give to it.
Well, there was an actresses franchise league, wasn't there? Did you join that?
Oh, yes, I was very keen about that. I can't remember who headed it in London.
Do you remember? I'm afraid I did. Lena Ashwell was one.
Lena Ashwell. Oh, I loved her. She was a great pal.
Was she?
Yes. Wonderful woman. A gorgeous actress.
Why did you admire her so
much?
Oh,
I loved her acting too. She was a beautiful actress. Had a lovely voice. Oh, I would love to have been like her.
So she influenced you
as
well?
Oh, theatrically, very much.
Did she? Mm.
And Lewis, of course, influenced me, because Lewis was in the modern Barker period.
Yes.
The court theatre, you see.
Why do you think so many actresses were keen on the suffrage?
Because I think that they had freedom themselves and couldn't understand why other women hadn't. We were always free, you see.
I think that's right. I'm sure that's right.
I'm sure it is. But we had freedom and we wanted others to have it as well.
Don't you think there's something about the artistic temperament as well that makes you in favour of progressive causes?
Oh, I think it does. I think you're right in the forefront of things in the theatre.
Because the theatre was very progressive in those days, wasn't it?
Very.
You had Granville Barker.
Well, Lewis was a great Barker fan, you see. And I knew Barker too. And adored him, like Lewis did. He was a sort of god to Lewis, though he was younger than Lewis.
Was he in woman suffrage as well, do you remember?
No, I don't think he was. Not actively.
No.
But of course he was in himself. And Lilla McCarthy, who he was married to.
Oh, Lilla McCarthy, now she was active as a suffragette as well.
She was.
Very much so. She later moved to Oxford, didn't she? She lived in Oxford in Cumnor.
Yes, yes. Mm. She was a wonderful actress.
I think she must have been in the Franchise League as well.
I think she was, as far as I can remember.
Do you remember what you did in the Franchise League?
We did nothing but go to meetings and shout and yell.
You're all actresses together performing for the women's movement, were you?
We all were, yes. I can't remember what other women were in it, but I know they were very keen. Lena Ashwell was, and I adored her as an actress.
Did she speak for the women much, Lena Ashwell, do you remember?
I don't think she did. I don't think any of us did much.
Because your contracts prevented you from...
Yes.
Yes.
And you see, it was during the war, which was everything was in abeyance then. Nobody was doing anything. And I think if we'd waited till the end of the war, we'd have got it naturally without all this to do.
Yes. Did they try to involve you in militancy?
Oh, they did. But I wasn't a militant at all.
Why not, Dame Sybil?
Because I didn't like it. I felt it had come naturally. And it did come naturally.
You thought it would hold back the cause rather than help it?
I did.
So did you leave Mrs. Pankhurst's organisation when it became militant?
Well, you see, it was before the war. When the war was on, it was in abeyance altogether.
That's right, yes, yes.
And then at the end of the war, we got it.
That's right. So were you ever a feminist, really? I mean, did you join the feminist movement after the war at all? Or did you really...
I don't think I was a feminist movement.
No.
No. Because I believe there's women's place and man's place. And I don't think that...
You think being a mother and being a housewife is a very dignified occupation?
It's a dignified occupation, but I've worked all the time. You know, I was part owner of the house, and...
You were very emancipated for that day, weren't you?
Well, I was, really, but that was Louis, because he was so very keen. He was always a very keen socialist. Until the last few years of his life, when I don't think he would have been a socialist now.
He changed.
I think he's very liberal-minded.
What about educating your daughters? Did you send them to progressive schools at all?
No, they went to a... They were educated at home after... They went to Graham Street School, high school. And then they came with me to Africa. And we had to... They're very progressive-minded, particularly Anne, the youngest one.
Did they have a governess?
Yes. Well, we didn't have a regular governess. We had a sort of nursery governess who looked after their things for them. And they did classes at home, French. They're both very good at French, you see.
So you really brought them up entirely at home?
They were brought up at home, really, yes.
One thing I wanted to ask you, did you ever take votes for women in the newspaper?
Oh, always took it. I loved it.
What did you like about it?
Oh, it was so forthright, so splendid. It was a little violent for me. I'm not naturally a violent person, I think.
But it was challenging, was it? It was
very challenging. And very well done, very well organized paper.
Did you ever see Mrs. Pethick Lawrence?
Oh, I knew the Pethick Lawrences very well.
Did you?
I knew him too.
Did you really?
I was very fond of both of them.
Because they were remarkable people, I think.
Remarkable people.
Why were you fond of them, Dame Sybil?
I liked them for what they stood for. And they were courageous people and they were dear people too. They were so devoted to each other.
That's true.
It was like my marriage again.
A real partnership.
A real partnership. Oh, they were wonderful.
That's true.
I'm afraid I'm very dull.
No, you're not. No, no. I mean, Mrs. Peric Lawrence ran the whole thing, really, didn't she? She collected the money, she organised things.
She was a wonderful person. Wonderful.
Did you see her at meetings, talking at meetings?
Oh, yes, I used to go to meetings quite a lot with Lewis, because he was very keen. And when we got the vote, of course, he was cock-a-hoop.
Mrs. Peric Lawrence was a very nice-looking woman, wasn't she?
Mrs. Pankhurst?
Mrs. Peric Lawrence.
Oh, very nice-looking, charming woman. She was a very good speaker, too.
Was she?
Very good.
Was she like Mrs. Pankhurst in speaking?
No. Nobody had Mrs. Pankhurst's charm. She had a real womanly charm. Not a bit masculine. Not a bit like a daughter.
Was she motherly, would you say, in her manner?
Yes,
did she have a motherly
quite.
Sort of manner? Yes.
But gentle and wonderful.
You are lucky. I wish I had heard her.
Oh, she was wonderful to hear. And it was a beautiful voice. And she only spoke quietly. She never had to raise her voice much. And, of course, the daughters, Christabel, was rowdy and used to dash about her arms all over the place. And Mrs. Pankhurst hardly moved at all.
It was just the richness of her voice and the quietness.
The richness of her voice and the quietness. And what she had to say. Mm. Oh, she was a wonderful person.
She was very moving, wasn't she? She could...
Witty.
Was she really?
Very witty.
Was she? What sort of wit was it?
Oh, very sharpened.
Ridiculing the government, the men in politics?
Oh, yes. Ridiculing them in a most wonderful way. I can't remember any of the things she said now.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, that's very interesting. A lot of people have told me that she was a very motherly figure, a very moving person.
Oh, very lovely personality, quiet.
Yes.
And she was so devoted to her husband, you see.
Tell me about her sisters. You say you knew them very well.
Which, Christabel's?
Mrs. Pankhurst's sisters. Or maybe I misunderstood you.
No, I didn't know her.
You didn't know her. You knew Christabel anyway, and Sylvia.
I knew Christabel. Mm. Not so well as the others. And the other one that I met in Australia.
Adela.
And it was very funny, because when I got to Australia, I thought, I was asked to a big lunch there, and I thought that Adela was the head of the thing. I went all out for women and found that she'd been a retrograde entirely. She'd gone Primrose League.
Become a reactionary, really.
Oh, frightfully.
That's interesting, yes. She did. She had a very strange career, Adela. I mean, she fell out with her mother, really.
She did, didn't
and,
she?
And, you know, she really took quite a different direction.
Yes.
But did you ever see Christabel in the militant period? I mean, when she was in Paris or when she was...
Well, I knew her before the war, you see, when she was very militant. And really fighting then. And when the woman was killed, remember at the...
Oh, Emily Davison.
Yes.
Yes. At the Derby.
That was a shock, wasn't it?
Was, yes. Did you see her funeral procession?
I did.
Through London?
Yes. was wonderful.
Because they had a purple coffin, didn't they, and they carried it round.
Yes, yes.
Through the streets. It was a great occasion, that.
It was a great, it was very daring of her, wasn't it?
It was very daring. Did you ever meet her?
No, never met her. I didn't see much of them after we got the vote.
No. Did Lewis oppose militancy as well?
No, no, he was more militant than I was.
Was he?
Mm.
So you disagreed about Mrs. Pankhurst's movement, really, did you? After
no, we didn't really disagree, though he was much more violent than I was.
Mm.
Much more violent person than I was.
I see, yes, yes. So he never disagreed with Mrs. Pankhurst, really?
No, no.
On tactics?
No, never did.
Whereas you did disagree towards the end?
I did.
Mm. That's interesting. It's very interesting.
She had a very sad ending, hadn't she?
She did. She became a Conservative Party candidate in the East End
didn't
of
she?
London.
Dreadful.
What do you think was most sad about her ending?
Well, I think that was the saddest thing.
Mm.
She switched right round, really.
Mm.
Instead of being Labour.
That's right. She was very upset by Sylvia Pankhurst's illegitimate child as well.
Was she?
I think that upset her too.
Yes.
And she.
She was a wonderful. She was a wonderful person, you see. She wasn't a bit like Christabel. She wasn't a violent person at all.
And she didn't advertise herself. She didn't
show
off.
No.
Mm. What did you think about the clothes they wore?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I thought anything.
Because Christabel used to dress very dramatically, didn't she, in beautiful clothes.
Yes.
And so did Mrs. Pethick Lawrence, I think. They always dressed very well with big hats.
Yes.
And very colourful
very
clothes.
Very colourful clothes.
I think they were actors and actresses, you know, those people.
Oh, I think they were.
And they,
Christabel certainly was an actor.
Yes, and she liked being on the stage, sort of thing.
Oh, yes, she did. Her mother wasn't at all. Her mother was solid gold.
Genuine.
A really genuine, no show-off at all.
That's very interesting, yes. I hadn't realised that. I thought she was a bit more of a performer than you say she was.
No.
That's very interesting. Did you ever talk about women's suffrage with Lady Mary Murray?
Oh, yes, because Lady Mary was very keen. I loved Lady Mary. She was my great friend. Whenever I was in any jam of any sort, in marriage or anything, Lady Mary would help me show a way out. She was a wonderful woman. And Gilbert, of course, he was a wonderful man.
Because you met Gilbert, didn't you, through the stage in a way, didn't you?
Yes.
Because he was in favour of women's suffrage too.
Oh, very much. He was very like Lewis. He was a wonderful person, but a pacific person. I remember a journey. Up from Manchester, and he came into my carriage and said, you must stick to this, you must, that was before the war, you see, he said, you've got to be in this and stick to your guns all the time.
In the women's movement, you mean? Yes. That's interesting.
Oh, he was our ideal man, I think. Lewis is mine. We loved him.
Very liberal, of course, wasn't he? Very in favour of freedom and
freedom, yes. He was a wonderful man. And a wonderful appreciator of other people, too. Yeah. Of people who didn't agree with him, even. Oh, he was an amazing... I think Lewis said if there was a man that was sure of heaven, it was Murray. Oh, he was a wonderful man.
Did Lady Mary Murray influence you in favour of woman suffrage at all, as well as Lewis? I mean...
No.
You were already in.
I was well in when I met her. She was a darling woman, but very fierce.
Yes. Didn't that worry you? Because you're not a fierce person, are you?
I don't think I am, really.
You weren't put off by her fierceness?
Oh, no, I loved her. She helped me tremendously in marriage.
She was a wise person.
Oh, very wise. And very violent, too. Gilbert, of course, wasn't at all violent. Except in ideas.
He felt strongly in his mind.
Oh, very, very. Mm.
That's very interesting. Because Lady Mary Murray's mother was a real firebrand, wasn't she?
Wasn't she an old horror?
Lady Carlisle.
Lady Carlisle, I never knew her.
Didn't you? Mm.
No. But she was a real old...
Battle axe.
Battle axe, yes.
Yes, that's quite true. You said your father didn't like you joining the women's movement. Did you have arguments with him about it at all?
Yes, quite a bit. But father was so wonderful, really. He saw it from our point of view. And he loved Lewis so much, you see. And admired Lewis so very much.
So he didn't try to stop you?
Oh, no.
I see.
Not at all.
But he was a little conservative in his views.
He was a real conservative. Well, there were lots of conservatives in the movement, you see.
Yes, that's true.
Lots of them.
That's very true. How did you get out of your home, then, if he was so conservative? I mean, how did you get out of your home onto the stage?
Well, he was very keen on the theatre, you see, father was. And I went straight to America for 4 years, straight from Vicarage, when I was 19.
You're saying you owed your liveliness to your mother.
Mother was real lively and a wonderful musician, a natural musician. She influenced me over music more than anybody, you see, because she was a clean player, clean, lovely execution, natural. She was a real natural musician. She was a student at the Guildhall School of Music when I was young.
So did she like the idea of your going on the stage?
Oh, loved it, yes, loved it. She, as long as I made a name, she didn't mind where I was, how I did it.
She was ambitious for you?
Oh, frightfully ambitious, Mother was. Father wasn't at all, you see. Father had no ambition. Mother used to get so mad at him because she said, your looks, Arthur, you ought to be a bishop. But he had no ambition at all. He was just saintly.
So you got a lot of your ambition from your mother, you think?
Oh, all from mother. Mm. Oh, she was such a lark. And a wonderful musician and a wonderful player, pianist.
What did she think about the women's movement?
Oh, of course she was in it.
Was she?
Oh, yes.
Was she really? So you weren't the first member of the family who went in to the women's movement?
No, but she wasn't in it for very... She was only in it in idea, really.
I see. She didn't actually join...
No, no, no.
Yes.
She couldn't very well with father, you see.
Mm. Mm. She had to be careful as a clergyman's wife, really, I suppose.
Had to be careful.
I can't remember, Dame Sybil, did you have any brothers?
Two brothers.
Ah, yes.
Russell.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Russell was a lovely actor. He was my best pal. I had one sister and two brothers. My young brother was killed in France, 23.
Yes, in the First War.
In the First War.
Mm. Were your brothers in favour of woman suffrage as well?
Oh, as far as they were keen on anything, they weren't very political, either of them.
No, I see. So it was really Lewis, wasn't it, that did it?
Oh, it was Lewis. And Lewis had a great influence on my younger brother, Frank, who adored Lewis. And they were great pals. And Lewis admired him so much as an actor. He was a wonderful actor. But he went to France when he was very young and was shot down.
Tell me what Lewis was like in those days. I mean, he seems to have been a very attractive person to a lot of people.
Very attractive person he was.
And it's difficult for you to describe, I suppose, because you knew him
very
so
difficult.
Well. But was he a very vital person at that time?
Tremendously alive. Mm. Enormously alive and very violent. Very violent person.
And so he was attracted to a violent movement, in a way.
Yes, he was. Mm. He was a very lively-minded person. He was a great reader. And was a very keen socialist, you see. And that went on till he was quite old. But I don't think he'd be so keen now.
No, I think you're right about that. Did you read any books about women? I mean, did you read John Stuart Mill or any of those?
Of course I did.
Did you really?
Of course I did.
Did you?
Lewis made me.
Did he really?
Lewis forced them on me. And I had to do, because I was so keen on him, you see. Still, we didn't know each other very long before we were engaged.
Were you engaged when Lewis introduced you to the movement?
No.
You were just friends?
I'd only just met him.
I see. So you were really in the first flood of enthusiasm.
The first flood of enthusiasm for him.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought he was wonderful. He was so lively-minded, you see.
Did he like talking to people and conversation, discussion?
He loved discussion. He didn't like talk, just for talk's sake. But he was a wonderful arguer. He was very much in the Barker tradition, Granville Barker.
What do you mean by that?
As an actor.
I see, yes. You mean a disciple of Barker?
Oh, he thought Barker was the tops. Mm. Mm. I think he'd have done anything for Barker.
What about Shaw? You haven't mentioned Shaw at all at this
well,
time.
Well, Shaw, I knew when I was quite young, you see, when I first went into the theatre, I met Shaw. And Shaw used to sit me next to him at rehearsals and point out things to me.
So he talked to you quite a lot?
Oh, indeed he did. And then, of course, later on when I did St. Joan.
Oh, wow. Yes,
that was wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful experience.
Because St. Joan was a great heroine for the whole women's movement. I mean, they used
Wasn't
to have
she?
Her in their pageants and things
oh,
like that.
Oh, wonderful.
So I mean, St. Joan was a very important play in women's history, I think, as
it
well.
It was, very. And it was after all the struggles, you see.
That's right. Although women didn't get the vote on the same basis as men until 1928,
no,
until rather later.
No.
But the main battle had been won by the time you were...
1924 we first did St. Joan.
That's right. Did Lewis like St. Joan as well?
Oh, loved it. He directed it with Shaw, you see. Shaw took the morning rehearsals and Lewis took the afternoons. And Shaw said, Lewis used to undo everything he'd done in the morning. But Lewis used to translate Shaw to us, technically. Because Shaw didn't know technically how to do things. But Lewis was an enormous admirer of his.
Was he an admirer of Shaw when you first met him?
Yes, well, oh yes.
Was he? Yes.
I met Shaw before I met Lewis, you see.
Did you really? Yes, I see.
Yes.
So you both had a common hero, really.
Common hero, yes, well then.
Did you ever come across Olive Schreiner?
Never met her, no. I used to read her when I was in Africa.
The Story of an African Farm was one
of
her.
Oh, wonderful.
Famous books.
And of course, I met her contemporaries out there.
Did you?
In Africa. And her admirers, because she was a wonderful woman.
She was very important as an influence at that time, wasn't
great
she?
Great influence, great influence.
She's almost completely forgotten now, isn't she? Nobody
Funny,
remembers her.
No, nobody all. Remembers her.
It's curious.
It's sad, isn't it, rather?
It is rather, but I think she probably had quite an influence on the Pedic Lawrences, among others.
Oh, I think she did.
But so Lewis put you through a course of reading, did he?
Oh, yes.
On women's questions.
But he didn't put me through a course because he was never didactic at all. Never said, this is what you must do. But his influence was great on me.
Did he told you what books to read, did he? I mean, he didn't say you must read them, but he...
No, but I knew. I grew up to him very quickly.
You say you were rather raw, rather immature at that time, when you first joined the women's movement. You had a lot of experience, though, didn't you? I mean, in what way were you immature, do you think, at that time?
Well, I was immature as a woman, I think.
I see, yes, yes.
I think I was very young for my age, very young. At 19 and 20, I was like a girl of about 14.
Were you really? But you'd had so much experience. You'd been to America. You'd been on the stage. You had more freedom than most girls at that age.
I know, but it didn't make any difference, really. I went through awful experiences in America, and they never touched me at all, really.
You didn't know what was happening?
No, no.
So Lewis really was very important to you in really...
coordinating everything for me.
Yes. And sort of explaining to you what was really happening around you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I see. That's very interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
I was much more raw than Lewis was, you see. He was better educated than I was. I'd been to school, but I wasn't much good at school. I loved history. But Lewis really took on my education.
Did he really?
Yes.
So what did he do? He encouraged you to read books, did he? Or?
Oh, yes, and discuss everything with... He didn't deliberately set out to educate me, but he did. By being with him, it was enough.
I understand, yes. He didn't sort of teach you, but he just absorbed it from him.
Right? Yes, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's interesting. But what did you absorb, Dame Sybil? I mean, you absorbed politics, I suppose, understanding
politics,
about politics.
Politics, yes. He was very keen on politics, you see, very. He was a very hot socialist for a long time. And he and my father used to have tremendous arguments. I was always on Lewis's side, though.
They were friendly arguments, though, I suppose, weren't they?
Oh, friendly. Well, they used to get a bit hot sometimes.
I'm rather frightened at the battery. Oh, I went to Australia this summer. I met Helen Moyle, Helen Fraser.
Did you?
As she was, and she was a suffragette. She's 95.
Is she really?
So you're not the oldest one left.
No. Where was she?
Well, she was...
Sydney?
She lives in Sydney, yes, in a suburb.
Do you think I miss her?
I don't think you probably would have done, but she was a suffragette, I suppose.
Yes. Oh, I think the Australian women had the vote before us, of course.
They did. Oh, they did. It's quite
long before us.
They did. And a lot of Australian women came over to the English stage, didn't they? It was a great thing
did.
To do, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, wonderful. The Australian women are very fine women.
No, I think you're right.
But did you like Australia?
Very much, yes, I really did.
How long did you have there?
I was there for about 6 weeks.
Well, that's
not
all.
Very long.
No.
But I have relatives there, so I visited some
in
relatives.
Sydney?
No, they're farmers in Queensland.
Really?
So I went
I love Queensland.
Did you really? You really know Australia well, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, very well.
That's really.
All up the coast there, I played Knoxville and all
that. Did you really?
Yes.
Can you tell me why you went to America? I'm afraid I ought to know this, but I don't know. It was for training, wasn't it, as an actress?
I went to America, my first job, before I met Lewis.
Mm.
Well, I was offered the chance to go to America, and of course I took it. I was always so keen on travelling.
So it was the attraction of going to America, really.
Oh, yes. 4 years I had in America, and I came home every year in the summer.
Did you really?
For a holiday. Mm. Mm. But always out again.
So you really had travelled a tremendous lot
I know
days.
America. Hindsight before, I think. Little places we used to drop off the train, say, there's a place, let's go and play there. Wonderful.
Do you think your acting ability, did you get some of it from your father, do you think? I mean, you have to act to be a good clergyman, don't you, really?
Yes.
Do you think...
I got it mostly from Mother, I think.
Did you? Mm.
Mother wasn't an actress, but she was a wonderful musician and a wonderful... Father, too. Father was... They were both very lively pair.
That gave you your vitality.
Yes, because they were very vital people, both of them. Father was so beautiful to look at. None of us were as good looking as he was.
What sort of clergyman was he? You say he wasn't ambitious. What did he do then? Did he...
Well, he was a vicar of a large parish in Rochester. After he was at the cathedral, he was a minor canon of the Rochester Cathedral. Then he had a big parish for years, slum parish, and he always made me go with him to the slums.
Why did he do that, Dame Sybil, do you think?
Education, thought it was good for me, I think. I don't think he deliberately did it for education. I think he thought it was the natural thing to do.
And the people would like to see his daughter, I expect, wouldn't
they?
Oh,
yes. He had a very poor mission when he was a minor canon up in Dils. And when we used to go on Sunday nights up there, Mother used to play the organ for him. Mother was a lovely musician, you see. She'd play the organ.
So you always got on well with working people.
Oh,
you never had any problems.
Oh, yes, no trouble at all.
And you got on with your girls, your servants in the house?
Oh, yes. Mm. And I had a class in the Sunday school, boys.
Did you really?
Yes.
You taught in the school, did you?
I did.
Did you really?
Yes, the curate used to be rather astonished at the quietness of my class, because I was telling him stories most of the time.
How old were you when you did that then, Sybil?
Oh, about 16, 17, 15, from about 15 years old, I think.
So that's really, I mean, that's where your skill at acting came out in a way, did it?
I think so, yes. See, I acted since I was 4 years old. I'd never been more than a few weeks without being in some play or other. From the time of four till I was, went on the stage at 18.
So the Sunday school class were just fascinated because you were so good at reading the stories. That's why
yes,
it was so
yes,
quiet.
Yes, yes. Well, I told them hair-raising stories. I know the curate used to be astonished. He used to say, I wonder if you can keep those rowdy boys so quiet. I said, I'm telling them stories, that's why. I told them ghost stories and awful things.
They weren't religious things, then.
No, not at all. Though I was very religious at the time, because when I was 15, I went to St. Bartholomew's Brighton. Very high church there with mother and father, and was very captivated by all that.
Because you'd like the ceremony, I suppose.
Oh, I loved it.
The candles and the dress and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes. Mm.
What about Lewis's religious views?
Very much the same as me.
Were they really?
He had the same bringing up as I had. Very high church.
Because I would have thought, as a socialist, he might have been anti-religion.
Oh, no, he was very strong.
Was he? Mm. So you didn't argue about that at all?
Oh, no, not at all. Mm. We used to argue about everything, though, really, of course. We spent our life arguing, I think. It was most amusing, anyway.
But he talked to you about politics, you say, and about women and so on, and he educated you in a way. What other things did he educate you in when you look back on it now?
Well, in theatre, in speaking. He was just a lovely speaker, you see. A lovely voice, lovely speaking voice. Shaw said it was the best voice in the theatre. It was so flexible. And he had a wonderful vocal imagination. I think I was very good in a part and come and do it to him and he'd tear me to pieces.
Did he really? But without destroying your confidence?
Without destroying my confidence? Mm. Well, not entirely. Confidence used to go sometimes.
It's difficult getting the right balance between criticism and destructive.
Well, he didn't care. He didn't care whether he was destructive or not, as long as he got what he wanted.
He seems in some ways rather ruthless.
He was quite ruthless. Quite ruthless in the theatre. Mm. But a lovely person, a lovely, lively person in the theatre. Tremendous temper, frightful temper. So would I, you see, we both have frightful tempers. So the roof would go off sometimes with arguments.
But did you ever hear him speaking about women's suffrage at all? Lewis, that is.
Well, only in the very beginnings when I first met him.
And did you ever hear him at a meeting, talking at a meeting?
No.
About it?
No.
Well, now, do you not think you've talked enough, Sybil?
You think I've talked enough?
I think so.
That's what
if
I
you
want
don't mind.
No, not at all, of course. I don't want to tire her out at all.
Good today.
She's
not one of her best days.
No, it isn't.
She's been very good for me. She really has. I mean, she's...